It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 822.
Happy weekend, Banter Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? Jess, Sevs,
Hello. Welcome.
What's happening?
Welcome. Mate, you both fired up. Oh, yeah. You're always welcome on weekends. but, mate, this quickly, straight out the gates, need to sort of level something out here, Jess. Who's getting the exclusives? Is it too much Tully? I mean, you've been on three podcasts this week. Does too much Tully get the exclusives now that's sort of blown up?
On the personal, on your personal life.
On your personal life, because you've been talking dating on Too Much Tully, and it's absolute juice. And I just feel like you're going to be holding shit from us from now moving forward.
Yeah, I feel like I've got to give it to Tully because I'm actually on the show now. You guys don't have me on enough.
Oh, this is hurtful. I mean, for someone who wouldn't come on Weekend Banter because you had other stuff to do, and now you're saying this. It's
trying
really
to move the needle forward for you, Josh.
No. I appreciate it. And so can you give us an exclusive, something that you haven't told
revealed
on Too Much Tully?
Okay. I have set up a Zoom chat officially for this weekend for a date, which I revealed on Too Much Tully, and yeah.
It's a round of applause. And so, yeah, go on.
There was a bunch of single people off in the wings clapping.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, there you go. I'll let you know how it goes.
And so, can we just sort of backtrack? Give us the story leading up until that point about what's been happening, because this is juicy.
So, I matched with a guy on Hinge, and I think I told you guys that I had an aversion to dating apps because I don't like men on them. However, COVID has really changed a lot of things, and I feel like it's my only resource now to find someone. So,
does that mean the men have changed as well?
No, they're still... I don't want to generalize, but a lot of them are very much on there just for one thing. And I'm like, come on.
You know, Josh, as Buddha says, change your internals, change the men.
Is that what they say?
No, not at all. It's like, change you, change the world.
Well, I just find it interesting because if you're going back on it, Jess, I thought that maybe other guys would be like, oh, I want to I don't just want a one-night stand. I want something long-term. What am I going to do? And they're going on the platforms too. But you're saying that's not the case.
No. Okay. I mean, there might be, but I don't know. I've come across one guy. So, this is the guy, right? So, he is nice and has a dog that I want to get. And, I don't know.
Are you on a breeder website? You just buying a dog?
I am on breeder websites, but I didn't come across him through that.
Okay.
They're a little bit like people on breeder websites are hectic. Like,
really?
They're obsessed. Oh. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
forums?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, I want a Whippet or an Italian Greyhound.
And so what has he got?
He's got an Italian Greyhound.
Okay.
Yeah, great. And so this is great because when we first met you, you weren't on the apps and it's kind of like forced you into this, which I'm proud of you. And so where it's led you to is, which you and I spoke, you were very nervous about potentially doing a Zoom date. Is there more nerves for a Zoom date versus a real life date? Which one would be more nerve-wracking?
At least on a Zoom date, I can probably just hang up and just like fully ghost him, which I know is probably not the right thing to do.
Just pretend your internet's not working and then just
bail.
Yeah. Even though I have Ethernet, that's a really shit.
But you've got Ethernet. I respect that. Yeah, go on.
You know what?
And I'm going to use this lighting as well, so thanks for that.
So, but that's what I was going to ask. I would really appreciate it if you used the microphone and the headphones.
I'm not. I'm getting rid of it.
Really?
Oh, can you just be a great idea? Podcast.
No, can
just
you please,
of the
no,
because
you think
frame.
I'm a wanker.
No,
You can go low. Jess, lift your... You could take it out to the lounge room. You can get it to a point where you can't see the mic. It'll still sound better than using the computer audio. And don't wear your headphones. You know, if you want to do your hair. Are you going to dress up? What's going to happen?
No, I think Tully told me that I need to keep it casual. So, she was like, I don't even put on makeup. I just wear what I'm wearing during the day. And I was like, I don't know about that. Like, I feel like I'll wear something. Like, I wear makeup at home anyway, so I think I'll keep makeup. I'll probably just do my hair like this or something, and yeah, maybe a t-shirt.
You do makeup at home when you're not having to work or doing anything? You're just around the house? Yeah. You like that?
Like a little bit, yeah, because it wakes you up in the morning. I don't know, and then you feel fresh. I mean, I don't wear it all. I didn't wear it yesterday.
Coffee?
Yeah. I literally feel
there's nothing like eyeliner that gets you peeking.
Yeah, I sort of get that. No, you know, you sort of
do a crisp wing and you're fucking set for the day.
Do you?
And so, what's the what do you think the format of the Zoom call is going to be? So, like, what's the structure going to be?
I don't know. I'm gonna. He doesn't know. Oh, can you guys hear that?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's yeah. All good.
Okay, sorry.
Are you saying that because it's like, it could be tradies that you could be on a date with? Is that the-
I saw them. They're parked out the front. Really? I'll go check them out.
She's already punctured one of their tyres. She's going to go help them.
Change their wheels. Okay, so date structure. I'm not sure. I feel like one of the easier questions is going to be, show me your dog. So then we can talk about that for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's funny. That's funny gear too. And but also, it's got that little bit of innuendo, which is quite cheeky. So I was like, the first thing, I know this might be a little bit weird,
a bit forward.
But yeah, a bit forward. But can you show me your dog? I like that.
Yes. Like
that. Okay. And so, have you spoken at all with him?
Or you could even do show me your puppy. Yeah. Both of them work. D or P, whatever. Yeah.
It's a shame he doesn't have a cocker spaniel because that would be...
It's Tommy saying, show me your penis.
Flop your penis out. It's a good memoir title. And so anyway, the so have you spoken at all? Like what's the instant messaging like?
So we transitioned off Hinge onto text. Mm-hmm. So we're on that and we have been texting all week. But I find it a little bit awkward because I don't know him and I'm just texting this random guy and I don't really like that side of things. So that's why I'm like, okay, I just need to do Zoom because I'm not texting for the next 5 weeks before I can meet anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just kind of weird.
Because okay. you want to feel more personable, like you've seen the person.
I don't really, but personable for sure. But like, what's the point if I know that I'm not going to get along with him? So in real life. Like,
was that also criticism from a dating perspective? Was it you that was telling me that one guy was pissed off that you didn't write back to him?
Yeah.
So was that you? Yeah. So is texting maybe not a strong, strong point for you?
Yeah. I'm either really good or I'm really not good. And I think because I wear an Apple Watch. I don't know if you guys do this, but you check it and you read and you're like, cool.
Dismiss. Yeah. That's what I do with Slack.
Yeah. You're actually really annoying in conversations, Jess, because you bring up your hand like a loser.
And then I forget to write back to text messages, so I'm really bad on text. But, I don't know. Hopefully, it's all good. Hopefully, it works out. Would be nice.
Oh, I'm pumped. All right. So, then what I'm hearing, Josh, is that we're not getting the exclusive of how the date went. Mm-hmm. It will be on Too Much Tully.
Yeah. I mean, I knew something was up. I knew that Jess had sort of developed from a life perspective, like things were happening because... I've decided that only on Thursdays I'm going to download Instagram and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And so I just did the rounds. Which I'm just like on Instagram and I'm like looking around. And I see, I'm like, hang on. I like to see how many followers Jess is. Like, I want to sort of get a sense of like how much Jess has grown from an influencer perspective. Like, how far off is she from being monetized? And I was like, oh, yeah, she's at 841. I thought she was at 42 the last. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I then look at the posts and I see that the post that I did for her that I crafted has been taken down.
Oh, geez.
Really?
It has. It's been a
wow.
Is that because I doubled down and saying, Jess, you haven't even posted since that last one. Mm-hmm. You've got lots of great stuff going on. You got to be sharing. I mean, at this point, you should just remove every other photo other than you and the hot dog suit.
Yeah,
like that
or
should
just
be
just heaps of the hot
or
dog.
Make it a massive grid one.
Yes, yes, that would be great. And so, Jess, what was the because like I did. It sort of feels like, even though I wasn't in the photo, it sort of feels like you're sort of trying to remove history or it's like you don't want to be associated with this or...
Just tell us, what's your thinking? Yeah. What is your thinking behind that?
I So just so everyone else knows, I haven't posted since the 18th of August last year. Mm-hmm. Myself, Josh has. And I just didn't like that photo. It was just so overexposed and it just like didn't... It was just... I didn't like it.
We need a photo on the one day.
Wait, so was it the...
Yes. So I want a team photo.
Yeah, we can definitely do yeah. that. But so the yeah. criticism, the overexposure thing pisses me off because the Bree says this all the time, but it's not the exposure because it was exposed correctly. What didn't you like about
no,
you
it wasn't.
In the photo?
I looked ridiculous.
So that's the whole thing. So you thought that you looked pale. Is overexposed? That's what you're saying.
I looked like pixelated or something, and I just didn't like the vibe
visco.
Of it. You know?
I have to explain this. It's visco. That's how like. I don't yeah. think it was. But anyway.
Okay. So I mean, we have resources.
Hang on. I'll unarchive it so you can see it.
All right, great. It's a big move. Do you think when you did that, you'd be like, oh, Josh is going to bring this up for sure?
Did you think that? Yeah, because I did it weeks ago. And
oh, did you?
Yeah, I did it like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh. I tidied up my Instagram, actually, because I was like...
Did that coincide with anything?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Did it coincide with you starting...
With the new dog?
Yeah.
Potentially, yeah. Because I'm on public, so like usually if I was on private, I probably wouldn't give a shit. But like, mm-hmm. you know...
Have you got a follow
people
yet?
People finding me now.
From the guy?
Yeah.
Okay. No. So do you know... Do you know, so do you know their full... Do you know the guy's full name?
Yeah. I've stalked him. He doesn't have Instagram. He has Facebook, right. But it's all locked down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do you know what that. I did? I'm such a dickhead. I received flowers yesterday off Tully yeah. and I took a photo of it. I sent it to you guys and I didn't realize, but my full name, the podcast Too Much Tully was like care of and then my whole address was there and mm-hmm. I sent it to him.
Oh no.
Oh, no. So if I don't rock up to work next week, you know really? Why.
That's not
And what
great.
Did you say? What's this banter? This sounds strong if you're sending a photo. What did
a
you
flowers.
Say?
I don't
work,
know. I
work college got
get me
this.
Some of these.
Yeah.
These are the flowers I like.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was the actual
received?
Banter around it?
I don't know. He just said, how's your day? And I was like, brilliant. I got flowers. Let's have a look.
And what did he say?
The panic. You didn't write back.
See, this is the problem with dating that would...
He said, those flowers were so nice. What was the occasion?
And you haven't written back?
I know, I did write back.
And so this is the worry, I think, with dating is to know that if you're writing to someone that potentially they have a podcast and it will all be shared. Like, that's a concern in 2020, isn't it?
No, I think you have been, Jess.
He works in media too.
He works in media. But can he build anything? That was a prerequisite, wasn't it?
It was a prerequisite, yeah. He's probably got, like, super soft hands and isn't maybe my type, but whatever. We work in a similar industry.
Nothing wrong with soft hands.
You've been selective. I think you haven't revealed too much, and mm-hmm. it's you've spoken about him nicely. So I hope it works out. I mean, but that's the thing. It doesn't. It's one in like you know. You could have 10 of these going. Mm. Is that okay
that's
on
the issue,
in your
I don't
books?
Want it.
Yeah. You
no,
don't want
I
10.
Don't have time for that.
You could do it like a Friday night drinks, get them all on the Zoom at the same time, and just bring them in. But you could even do it in a waiting room. Yeah, you could do a waiting room scenario where you only bring one in at a time.
That'd be yeah, right. We could have Charles. We could have Charles in the waiting room.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Yeah.
Do it through
Venus. You could put them in breakout rooms as well and fight till the death, and then whoever comes back is like.
what is your style when it comes to engaging with people? Like, are you taking a different approach to what you normally would?
Not really. No, I don't think so. Just you've got to get the banter straight up, otherwise it just gets real dry.
And so, what does that mean? What does banter mean?
I'm so sorry. Like, no, this is the loudest it's been all
week. Did you have a curry last night? What's going on?
I have no idea, but it's vibrating my whole house.
That's okay. And so, what does good banter mean? Like, what does it sound like?
They're not really questions. It's kind of just like back and forth of like just statements, I think.
Can I also just say, Jess, it's so we are so lucky that you're using a dynamic mic. This is, if you were using a condenser mic right now,
you'd
be picking it all
It'd
up. I know I've said this many times before, but this is why we have a dynamic mic.
This is outrageous. No, it's okay.
It must be louder on your end.
It's actually not. It's not super loud on our end. So.
97, and we haven't heard from you. What's going on? How's your week been?
Been a good week. I mean, just... Getting One Trick Tony out has been so much fun. So I've just been pretty much focusing on that all week.
it's quite bassy, isn't it?
There's a lot going on.
Is it a Roadworks?
What is that?
It sounds like a jackhammer.
Yeah.
I have no idea because there's plumbers out the front. And yeah, I have no idea because it feels like
it's below
me.
The bath?
Yeah.
The leaking.
The one upstairs.
Yeah.
No, that's not leaking. She just forgets to turn the taps off and floods my apartment.
What? What a gronk. Just forgets to turn her taps off.
Yeah. She came rushing down the stairs the other day and was frantically knocking on my door and was like, is your house flooding again? And I was like, no, I'm okay. I was like, what's going on? She's like, oh, I've got this beautiful big bath in Sorrento and it takes longer to fill and I just forget. I was like,
oh, really?
Right, well, just remember to turn your taps off, you know. She flooded my apartment when I was in Bendigo and then came down. It was like all coming down the walls. So my sister was here. So my sister came out, was going to the supermarket, saw flowers and I think it was like Glen 20 or something on the floor out the front to say sorry. And,
Glen 20?
That is a combo.
Yeah, that's how I apologise to Brave.
My dirty, dirty behaviour.
Yeah. Farting on the couch, I've given you some Glen 20 and it's an apology note.
And so Emma went to the supermarket and then came back and they were gone.
What?
So so she left flowers and Glen 20 or whatever it was and then took them.
I reckon they've been stolen.
Isn't that the most bizarre?
I reckon someone absolutely took them.
But come why would you take the Glen 20? I reckon it's her. She's a bit weird.
Yeah, so you think that she...
weird. Regret, like, oh no, I regret that decision. Mm. That's too forward.
But why would you do that?
Mm-hmm. Bury it.
Have you ever bought an apology gift? I mean, it's pretty severe if something's so bad that you need to buy an apology gift.
It's so funny that you bring this up because... the vase that I put the flowers in that Tully got me was an apology gift and I was thinking about it. It was from my ex-boyfriend. I was like, I'm going to fucking smash this after this. I
hate it. Can we smash it
but
on
like,
camera?
Who buys a vase as well?
A vase, if anything, for an apology.
Yeah. Did it include flowers?
No.
Okay.
And also the reason that he gave it to me was fucked. I was like, oh, why have I still got this?
Yeah. We'll smash that for sure.
I'm going to smash it.
It's a very specific... It's a specific.
It's a long-lasting play. It's something that you'd keep around because you only bring the vase out when you get flowers occasionally, and so it's a reminder every single time you get flowers.
I mean,
your photo frames, all that stuff. I mean, the photo frame's okay.
I had a friend that she got a photo frame and broke up with her boyfriend, and then went to change out the photo. And he'd actually put a note in there in preparation for if they were to break up.
No.
It's like, hey, you're changing the photo, which means
that
we're probably...
That is genius.
But I don't look at photo frames like that. I've never changed a photo in a photo frame. Like once a photo frame's in there, like a photo's in a photo frame, I don't want to have to deal with...
What's a photo frame GIF? Like, is that just going to Kmart and picking up an $8 one, or are you going out to get like a $150 frame?
No, well, so a photo frame, it's a great inexpensive gift or a very quick one. Like, if you, I've definitely done it as a little add-on before, where it's fuck, what am I? Oh, go to Kmart section. You get the photo printed. It's the closest thing that I get to doing crafts, like.
Yeah,
getting the photo, aligning
the
photo.
It's quick with massive reward. Like it seems more thoughtful than it is.
And it's always there.
Well, you can't go too stingy on it. You don't want to go, you know, $4 frame. But then again, there are some frames that look pretty good, you know, on a budget.
I mean, that's Kmart for you, isn't it?
Wood ones. Anything you're fired up about this week, guys? Like just things that are pissing you off. Always good to air them out.
I mean, where does Jess start?
Jackhammer's not great. Look, for me, it's just Instagram. So the reels, very good. Good play, Instagram. I like reels. Yeah. I spend a lot of time sort of swiping and looking at them. And I sort of, and I realize the reason why I don't like being on Instagram, because I start seeing all these things. So I was like getting myself ready to, like I did the big media company Instagram, where Jess is like, oh, we should get some stuff on big media company's Instagram so people know that we're actually in business. Mm. And I was like,
and then it consumed 2 hours from both Josh and I.
Yeah, so then I was like,
the evening.
Then I was flooding. Then I just like, yes, I'm going to do this right now. And then you see other reels. I'm like, why? We should be doing this. Like, Tommy would be perfect at doing these reels. And then I was like, I was catching myself fucking just flying off messages to everyone. Yeah. Just like, you do this, you do that. Sevs, how far off is it? And so I can't have, it's almost like, this is what it's like. It's like I'm a traffic controller of a, what's it called when you do that for planes? Is it a traffic controller?
Air traffic control.
Air traffic controller.
Yeah, but that's up in the tower.
Yeah.
But you're down on the ground? You're on the tarmac
or no? So this is what I'm saying, no. So it's like I'm an air traffic controller, but then I have the fucking plane app on my phone. And I'm like looking and I'm getting like triggered that I need to be fucking working out where the A380 is. It's like, no, I don't need to, you know, I can't have my phone as always being the fucking, the work and personal and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the thing that's been, that I've been thinking about.
What the reels thing, Instagram reels, is there is an allure for creators to think that this is the new thing I need to jump on. Mm-hmm. When what it's great is for the consumer, so the person who isn't creating, just to be on there and be able to endlessly scroll at voluminous content. Like, there's so much there. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think it's a trap when you think we've got to jump on this thing. But it's like the thing is just the new bit. The video stuff is there. We've been editing videos. It's just a new capability within the app. And so when I see video creators thinking, oh, this is the thing, they've missed the point of they've been able to do it for a while. It's like had the skill to be able to edit the videos like that. Mm-hmm. It's just the reels, maybe they're giving priority to the algorithm with reels content, so stuff that's actually made in app, which is hard. And so I thought Junkie had relapsed last night.
Every Thursday I do it, and then that's it for me, and then I delete it all.
You went through an uninstall and then a reinstall and then an uninstall, and that all happened after 6 p.m. last night.
Just like a lot of things happening.
So what did you do? You uninstalled, reinstalled.
Uninstalled it and then decided, oh no, hang on, I need it back, reinstalled it.
Oh, so you like double dipped in the day.
Yeah.
The same day.
And then later on uninstalled again.
Yes. So I've got an idea.
You just put it in a folder on a second, like your third or fourth slide.
No, you can't put heroin on the top shelf.
You work out
where the ladder is.
Yeah.
I can't have chocolate in the house.
Yeah, yeah. No, but seriously, that's like me, Jess. Like, we had, so I was flexing earlier in the week with 97. I was doing a FaceTime. I was showing him all the sparkling water that we'd bought. And so I bought all this Mount Franklin spa. I may have even shown you, Jess. I was really doing the rounds, showing everyone how full my fridge was.
I was
very excited. Anyway, finished it all. It's all gone. And so I've been probably having half a dozen cans a day of this fizzy water. And so, because we had it's all gone. So we had a full massive fridge and it's just, and it creeps up on you.
Empty.
So it looked like you had a 24-pack at least in there.
Yeah.
And it was gone. It was gone within 3 days.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I say it's better than beer and it's better than Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fizzy water with flavour.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. So it's a little bit annoying. What about you, TJ? Is anything being angering you?
Oh, it's more people with fake followers. For some reason, I've just been fired up. People just bullshitting, get talking off
Instagram.
Shit.
Get off Instagram.
Yeah, it's not even there. It's Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. You just—it's one of those traps that I get. Find myself in a conversation, probably saying shit I shouldn't, because mm-hmm. I'm like just in what the moment about. Like, you know, when you have a conversation, you're speaking to someone, you're like, oh, between you, me and the lamppost.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But then you realize that you shouldn't even... It's not even that bad, but I'm just like, I wouldn't probably... Yeah, if it came out, I wouldn't give a fuck, but I'm like...
It seems a bit low status in some ways.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the point. And so, it's not... It's, I guess, like I see lying as nothing to do with who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. You don't want that also attached of, like, being a bitch, bitching about shit.
Yeah.
And so, it's fired up about it. I mean, I just, it blows my mind that people are, I think it's like the being fake or trying to hack the system that we're playing the more truthful game that is harder for most. And it's like you realize how hard it is to sort of not, like it's easier to... inflate and bullshit to get you closer to where the people who are trying to do it well are going slow and steady. And
well, there's lots of shortcuts. And so that's what you're pointing out is it's like there's so many shortcuts. Everyone seems to be taking the shortcuts. But I guess the beauty of it is that we're not... we're in it for the scenic route. We love what people are missing out on is you can fucking go direct to the 12 apostles, but you're missing the fucking Great Ocean Road. You fucking idiots. You know, Great Ocean Road's the best bit.
Yeah, yeah. Daniel we can go the Big Sur from, you know, LA up to San Francisco. That's the way we go. Doing the highway straight up the guts 5 hours.
Yeah.
I'd rather take 12.
Mm-hmm.
Better analogy.
Are you a 66?
That's
Highway 1
is across, isn't it?
Yeah.
Route 66 is from like outside of Vegas through past the Grand Canyon. It's awesome.
It is confusing though, Jess, because there's Route 1 or Highway 1 and Highway 101. Yeah. And Bree and I fucked it up and we were meant to go from Los Angeles to San Francisco. This was a few years ago. The scenic route. And we ended up fucking in San Francisco and we hadn't seen like any water.
Yeah. 101. You took the 101, not the one. Mm-hmm. Highway 1.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a trap. Are you a road trip kind of gal?
Yeah, I love a road trip.
Okay.
Well, I do like Great Ocean Road every year.
Really? I reckon I go.
Do it last year, to be fair.
I think I probably, not to brag.
And you won't do it this year.
But guys, would you say that I'm not just trying to impress Jess here? I am the Great Ocean Road guy.
In the past, it's been a weird thing where you pull people in and you become a tour guide.
Yes. Yeah. So overseas traveler, like anyone, like people that I know, it's like if someone's come to Australia, I will. It's not. Yeah. It's not like I'm like, hey, I'm at the backpackers. It's just like, man, you sound like you're around here. Yeah, I am, and I've got a car. Come on, let's go. I do like the experience of the Great Ocean Road and going through the whole thing, making a day of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is
a
good
day.
Fun.
No, you stay there. You stay in Port Campbell at the backpackers and you go to the pub.
Absolutely not at the
And then you go out for breakfast the next day and then you drive back and it's the most glorious trip ever.
Yeah. Port Campbell is beautiful. It's there's a motel that's probably better than the backpackers.
Or an Portland?
Portland's further on. Portland's...
So, Bree and I would drive to like Portland or whatever. We've stayed, I think, in Portland potentially before.
Yeah.
But,
Port Campbell's where I flew the drone and got in trouble by the locals.
Oh, that's right.
Last time I was there, I saw so many drones and they were like flip flopping around and like that shit makes me nervous.
What a cowboy.
I've never driven a drone.
What?
The drone's just like kind of like. Going right.
Are you sure you're not seeing a bird? Because that drones don't flip flop. They're pretty steady.
They've got
four axis gimbal and they're really steady.
But if it's a windy, I get how like when people do the big maneuvers or whatever, trying to impress their friends in the caravan park. That's pretty cool.
That's
Johnny. Nah, look at this, London definitely. Bridge or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. It's actually illegal. You can't fly drones down there, so it's a bit annoying. Mm-hmm. You know, fun sponge. Sevs, anything you're fired up about this week, mate?
Not pissed off, but I am fired up about this place that Mum found. So we've had issues getting frozen berries, as everyone else has, and so Mum went online on the
web. Sorry, I don't know this. What are you talking about? What's the issue? I'm not a frozen berry guy. It's not a part of my brand.
Well, you can only get 2 packets of frozen berries, and they're out of stock pretty much in every supermarket.
Oh, okay, because people are panic buying them and stocking up. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and so that's getting me fired up because I can't have my smoothie in the morning.
So what have you been having?
Nothing. Or crumpets at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus, or a banana. You've really thrown it in. It's like, fuck it. If I can't have water, I'm waiting and I'm having Coke.
Yeah.
I'm just going to drink Coke because I'm pissed.
Sure. Well, crumpets aren't even... I don't even respect crumpets for breakfast, let alone lunch. I fucking hate crumpets.
Are you kidding?
I hate crumpets. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Crumpets are better than bread. Crumpets are better than bread.
No. You're a silly boy.
That is pretty silly. That's actually a silly thing to say.
Yeah. Mate, if that was the case, how often are you like... you can get bread in the most beautiful parts of the world. You're not going to... Fucking
depends on the bread. If crumpets is nicer than like a tip top.
So crumpets. What's the other one that looks like it's made in a mold? They're crumpets, and then like,
I feel like Jess
rectangular crumpets.
Yeah. So crumpets are the circular. It's just like.
Yeah.
McMuffin.
They do have rectangular ones, I think.
No. You're thinking of English.
I'm on
English muffin.
English muffin. No, so the crumpets look like they are made in a mold. How do you make a crumpet?
I love English muffins, by the way. My issue is with crumpets.
Yeah. And so
muffin with a poached egg and hollandaise sauce on top is delicious.
A crumpet tastes like a piece of rubber, and then when you add some butter and honey, it tastes like, you know, something nice. I don't mind a crumpet every now and then, but I know what you mean, Josh. It is... If you really to question the crumpets,
mm-hmm. Crumpets are like margarine a lot of to butter.
What are they?
Yeah, that's very good. That's a good joke. No, but it's true. No, crumpets. I'm looking at Google images of what people make with crumpets. I think the biggest crumpets have
you're
a brand
not
problem.
Much with the crumpet, to be honest.
So, but the brand problem is that you were talking about savory mace. Everything that I'm seeing that the crumpet does is sweet.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. What do you do?
I can't have Vegemite on a crumpet.
No, absolutely you can. So I do like margarine on the bottom or whatever.
Margarine. And then,
there's your first issue.
Yeah.
It's actually Olive Grove.
Olive Grove is actually
the one. The guy who cares about diseases and cancer and stuff,
and you're having margarine.
Olive Grove, that's all right.
What's Olive Grove? I'm sorry, I'm not across this.
It's essentially like it's butter made out of olives.
Well, it's not butter because butter
is margarine.
Butter texture, you're meaning.
It's like that sunflower bullshit, you know? You know that sunflower butter that they have?
Sunflower seed.
Yeah, it's like that, but made from olive stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Olive oil. It's like meant to olive made from the same. Yeah.
And so it doesn't have the yucky things that margarine has?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit better for you. But anyway, so I have that and then peanut butter and then... If I'm feeling naughty, I'll put Vegemite on it as well, and then cheese on top.
Yeah, okay.
And that's lunch.
And so anyway, what are you fired up about?
Well, so that was annoying. And so Mum on the weekend found this website, which essentially...
The dark web.
Mum found this website called Fair Dinks, but it delivers everything that Costco has to your door. In Melbourne for $14 flat fee. So we got 8 kg of frozen berries for the same price as what you go down to Aldi and pick them up for, and they got delivered to our front door in 2 days.
Wow.
Sounding a lot like a live read, but it sounds good.
I know.
I'm fired up. Like frozen berries, if you need them, that's where you go.
This site, though, Josh, I just jumped on. You can get a Fiesta Voice, the singing machine, for $406.
Right now. This is the thing. I mean, so TJ, Mace was talking about this earlier in the week. The weirdness of it is that normally I feel like obviously like Woolworths and Coles, all that sort of thing, they have professional photos, but also there's like categories. But the way that they sort of set it out is it's like they're putting everything together. So you could next to the Tip Top Abbott's English muffins, two loaves. There's a body glove.
Look,
what the fuck is a body glove?
You're not sure if someone's touched your food or not when you order from this website.
Nah, here's what I reckon.
That's what it looks like, but it's solid.
I reckon
it's solid. Yeah.
The photos look like someone has just gone to the store, pulled out their phone, and just taken a quick snap, and then built out a website and offered a delivery service for Costco. Don't you reckon?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah, but so what? They actually, Costco actually pack it themselves. They do the.
Oh, wow. So they're in bed with them.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's. We found that. I haven't ordered anything else except. Well, Mum hasn't ordered anything else except frozen berries, but.
When I saw seasonal, I clicked on seasonal. I thought that I was going to get seasonal fruits and veg. But it's all Halloween.
You're just getting an animated werewolf with LED eyes and sounds for $250.
Mate, there's some good stuff in here.
Yeah, I could get around, like, even...
I think this is where you do your panic buying.
Yeah.
This is, if you want your... I mean, I don't know if they've got massive cans of black beans, but, yeah, I think this is our new mixed berry supplier.
Okay. And so you've only got... Well done, did you not feel like it was a little bit of a waste?
No.
Just getting the fruit, though?
Absolutely not, because it's the same price as going to the supermarket and getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially, like, it gets delivered to you for the same price. So
how do they do the freezer?
They've got an industrial freezer.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So have you heard about that? Like, not to create any sort of panic, but they reckon that the frozen food stuff is the contributor potentially for a bit of... the COVID we're seeing in the world. Have you seen this?
Well, they're saying it can be frozen. So if the virus is caught on a piece of food or on a piece of food and then that gets frozen, wow.
So what does that mean? Because I remember...
You
got to
microwave
your
spinach.
Yeah, I mean...
You will. This is why I stopped. You need to microwave that spinach before you put it in.
Jess, I feel like being the same age, you might remember the peanut shortage. Do you remember the peanut shortage?
No.
Okay.
There was that one. There was also, Josh, they put a stop to frozen ice cream, soft serve ice cream, salmonella.
I don't remember.
There was a huge, huge flock of either vans or machines that had received a product and they all got salmonella. In it, and then they had to cease production of it.
That's not what
it's
you want.
A sad day for Mr.
When
Whippy.
Was the? So I think it was. I think it was in 1999. I'm just looking at a Financial Review article. There was some rat feces found in some roasted peanuts.
Oh no!
And so, because do you remember the song "Peanut Butter"? Yes, please. Peanut butter, not cheese. Da 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 da. Do you remember that song?
No.
No, but another one you guys might remember: 2006, the banana shortage, where bananas skyrocketed. Queensland. They were as expensive as gold. Mm-hmm. In Australia, there was $300 million worth of fruit destroyed from cyclone. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Cyclones in Queensland. Yeah, it's outrageous.
I mean, do you remember the 1998, when the gas fucked up in Melbourne? You may have not had that in Bendigo. Maybe you didn't have that issue. You didn't have gas in Bendigo?
Longford.
No, we live off gas.
You live off it.
Longford gas explosion.
Fuck it, live off it.
Nah, regional towns, generally have LPG.
Uh-huh.
A lot of, when you're in the rural kind of communities. I mean, I probably didn't, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good story, Jess.
No, that was really good. Can we have this as a snippet? I mean, it was a silly question from my part.
Yeah.
Very good. Any other news? Anything else to report?
Nah, that's about it.
I've got one. What I'm fired up from a positive perspective is Jess being on three different podcasts this week, Sev's, pumping out and helping and being a part of three podcasts, not just three of ours, Josh, three separate ones, which it's amazing. We've got Too Much Tully, One Trick Tony, Hump Day Replay. Oh, hang on, four. The Daily Talk Show. You've been a part of four. Yeah.
It's been fuck.
Sevs. Yeah, well done. It's pumped up, fired up.
Yeah, One Trick Tony, you can listen to it. Go on to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That's always great. Yeah, perfect. All right, well, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Tomorrow we've got Georgie Boy. So, Jess, thank you for joining us for the Saturday and for the construction and sounds. And good luck.
And good luck, yes.
And
good
give
luck.
Us all the all the we want. You know, we want all the details. You know what we're like.
Yeah. Can you record it, please?
Yeah, actually, I feel like that's a...
Imagine if he saw that I was recording it. How awkward.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea. So, how about this? So, I mean, I think I've told everyone. I didn't tell Sevs actually yet. A mate of ours had a very big recording with a massive artist who's based in Sydney, and our mate's based in Melbourne. And so he got a microphone, a high-quality microphone, sent to this artist. And I got this message back. Got a message back from him saying, mate, the microphone worked perfectly. It was crystal clear. And Scooter Derek had organised the microphone for him. So he was like, yeah, thanks for that. However, I forgot to fucking press record on Zencaster, and the whole it's not recorded.
Oh no, that is so frustrating.
Sebs, did you hear that story?
Oh no, I haven't heard.
You just weren't I couldn't tell if you were.
No, I was.
His asshole was clenched up so hard.
No, I was feeling the emotions that person would have felt.
Yeah, it's not great, is it? It's very frustrating. Yeah,
that's.
Oh.
Anyway, hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your Saturday and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.